This is a data lady dictating history physical patient name Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Aaron, A-A-R-N, Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E, Johnson, Aaron, Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E, date of birth, 4-3-1966, 4-3-1966. History and physical, date of service, 2-5-2022, 2-5-2022, place, future, Charles Village. History of present illness, this is a 55-year-old male. He was admitted to John Hopkins Hospital because patient presented to the emergency room with a change in mental status, suspected drug overdose. He responded to Narcan. MRI done that revealed small infarct, right corona radiata, lentiform nucleus and left anterior temporal subcortical white matter area. Patient was admitted to the hospital. He was managed. While in the hospital, patient was noted to have blood per rectum, melanotic stool. He was seen by GI. He underwent endoscopy and EUS and FNA on 125. Patient was diagnosed with H. pylori and he was started for H. pylori treatment. Patient was also known to have dementia. As per hospital report, patient was recently hospitalized in St. Joseph Hospital. With a known history of polysubstance abuse, depression, and stroke. Recently diagnosed outside hospital. Rapidly progressing dementia in the setting of polysubstance abuse. Patient also underwent lumbar puncture, negative studies for HIV, HCV, CMV, and cryptococcal antigen negative, Lyme disease negative. Patient biopsy revealed chronic H. pylori infection, they recommended triple therapy. Tetracycline, metronidazole, and bismuth, BASMUTH, and PPI. Physical therapy done. They recommended subacute rehab. After stabilization, patient was transferred to the rehab unit. Past medical history, substance abuse, CVA, depression. Allergies, patient couldn't tell. His memory impaired, he's forgetful. Social history, substance abuse. Surgical history, recent EGD and biopsy. Fine needle aspiration. Medication upon discharge, aspirin 81 milligram daily, next line, Lipitor 80 milligram daily, next line, bismuth salicylate. Bismuth sub-salicylate, 262 milligram tablet, 2 tablet, every 6 hours for 10 days. Vitamin B12, 1000 mcg daily. Colase, 100 milligram daily. Metronidazole, 500 milligram every 8 hours for 10 days. Multivitamin daily. Protonix, 40 milligram daily for 3 weeks. Twice a day, Protonix 40 mg BID. Mesalex 17 gram daily, Seneca 8.6 mg 2 tablet BID. Ceftriaxone 1 gram daily for 3 days. Tetracycline 500 mg 1 capsule every 6 hours for 10 days. Ruo system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no urination, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no aunt, no diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, gentle urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope. But patient is a poor historian, he doesn't answer any detail, any question, he's forgetful, he's disoriented, and not a very good historian. Physical exam, patient seen with the nurse in the room and the tele video visit. Patient is awake, he's alert, oriented time 1. He doesn't know the name of the place he's in, he couldn't tell me the month. He's disoriented, forgetful, his memory is impaired. Next line, vital, stable. Next line, no respiratory distress. Assessment number 1, CVA. Number 2, dementia. Number 3, H. pylori. Infection. Number 3, history of substance abuse. Number 4, recent GI bleed, stable. Plan of care will continue all his current medications. Reported by the nursing staff today that patient pulled his IV line out. We'll try to get any record of culture report from John Hopkins Hospital. Depend on the culture report over there. We'll narrow down antibiotic, and if patient refuses IV line again, then we switch to PO. Ceftin 500 mg BID for 3 more days. Otherwise, depends on the culture, we can arrange for IV line and give him 3 more days of ceftriaxone. He got one dose yesterday, but today he missed the dose because of he pulled the line out, pulled the IV line out. I spoke to the nursing staff. We'll also get his CBC, BMP, PTOT, and psychiatric evaluation also while in here. Care plan will discuss with the nursing staff. This is the end of the education. Thank you.